You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed. Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym. Maybe I made you think that every shot I took was a game winner. That my game was built on flash and not fire. Maybe it's my fault that you didn't see that failure gave me strength, that my pain was my motivation. Maybe I led you to believe that basketball was a God-given gift and not something I worked for. Every single day of my life, maybe I destroyed the game. Or maybe you're just making excuses.
I never feel that I'm at my best. I feel I still have room to improve. I still set goals for myself to strive for. I'm never complacent with what I've achieved. Even though it's been very successful for me, I still feel I have a lot to prove, not just as a player, but as a person, as a father, to some extent, as a role model, in all aspects. So I'm never really too complacent with myself or with what I've achieved. When I get to a point where I feel I can improve as a player, I walk away from the game.
No, I've never been afraid. I mean, obviously you're nervous, but afraid means you're not confident in your skills. I have total confidence in my skills, so I'm not afraid.
You had the utmost confidence. Your confidence level was through the roof. Where is it now?
On top of the roof. I don't think my confidence changed. I wouldn't have come back into this situation.
Sports is a tool that teaches. You know, and it teaches you bad things, it can also teach you good things. It's how you perceive those things. I've looked at every experience that I've had, negative and positive, and taken that as a positive. You know, if I wouldn't change anything because I think it would alter some of the other things that I have. You know, so when I look back, I can't say that I've had any bad things happen. Sure, I mean, you don't want bad things to happen, but you deal with bad things. You can't have good or without bad.
You know, basketball is my love, always have been, and it's, I can't ever envision an ending of something like that. Yeah, you know, that passion that I have for the game until I'm dead and gone. Until that's when it's, well, I can wait. I'm not in a rush.
It's never enough. Okay. Never enough as long as you compete. You know, it's always great to win, but that's why you compete.
Each time that you win, it takes away a little bit of that hunger, you know, which is a challenge within itself. You know, it's a battle within the your mind to find a challenge to go to that same place that you've been five times before, you know, and that's hard. You know, when people say, well, the first one was the hardest, no, the last one's the hardest, because you're battling with yourself.
Because a lot of times I had to battle with myself to keep challenging myself. You know, that to me was why I would say that the biggest battle was myself, because when you get to a certain pinnacle, you got to find some ways to keep going out there for 82 games.
I just think that I have the habits of working hard. I always been taught that to reach a goal that in life that you want, you have to work hard to get to it. And so far, I just, you know, have that in mind.
determination, you know, what your motives are, what your ambitions were from the beginning. You know, it's been a lot of soul searching in terms of, it's easy to sit back and say, well, I've given my best. You know, I'm tired. You know, somebody else got to do it or whatever. I didn't take that approach. I thought positively and said, whatever I could do, every little inch of energy that I have, I'm going to try to provide for this team. I mean, if you give up.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
But then they give up, you know, so I didn't want to give up, you know, no matter how sick I was, how tired I was. You know, low on energy I was, I felt the obligation, you know, to my team, to the city of Chicago, to go out and give that extra effort to TV even harder.
My competitive drive is far greater than anyone else that I've met. And I think that I thrive on that. I think that's my biggest motivation in life, you know, is to compete, you know, find different competitions and certain things in life and try to overcome that, you know, be it positive or negative. But I have yet to meet someone who is as competitive as me, you know, and I just feel that much confident about my competitive drive.
I still feel that I have a plateau that, you know, I hadn't reached yet in terms of my skills or my expectations of myself. You know, I'm always going to expect myself to do certain things or surpass certain things. As long as I believe that, then, you know, my road to success is going to continue to expand.
My principal advised me to go to an Air Force Academy because he felt that after I finished college, I'd have a job. So I said, no, I don't want to go that route. So I decided to go to University of North Carolina. A lot of people didn't expect me to do so well, but I guess that was a challenge that I faced. And sometimes you have to face those challenges and see what happens.
I will not quit this game because of what the media has done to me or what other people have done to me. I will quit this game because my skills are diminished. I can't find the challenges to keep pushing myself. My love is always going to be there, but my pride won't let me leave because someone else is going to push me out. I'm going to leave on my own terms, and I don't think too many athletes have that opportunity to do. And that's what I want to do whenever it comes to my time.
You know, we are old. Sure, we're tired. It's been a long season, but mentally, we have a vision, we have a finish that we have to attain, you know, and sometimes you have to do it when you're old and you're tired, you know, and I think it's the test of your will to succeed when you have to deal with some of these negatives, and I'm pretty sure, you know, by the end of this playoffs, you'll see the old and the tired people were very, very young and strong mentally.
Happy, you gotta have the support. So I think all of those things have evolved and happened to make me who I am and understand the benefits and the privileges I have for being who I am, you know, and not to wear it on my sleeve, be very humble about it. That's one thing my parents taught me very well is, you know, don't wear your reputation, don't wear your accolades, don't wear your personality on your sleeve. Let it happen, let it be you. It is who you are. Don't hide from it, but don't wear it and rub it in people's faces.
You know, the thing that I remember the most about my father, and you know, I had him for 32 years, you know, and I never look at it from a negative sense. Obviously, he was murdered, and rarely do I get the chance to talk about him, you know. But the thing that I do remember all the time, you know, I think about him practically every day, is for a person like myself who live in the spotlight and is so critical, you know, from people, all the time in terms of what I do, what I say, you know, where I go. The thing he's always said, take a pause before you make a decision and say, what if? And the purpose for saying what if is that whatever decision you make, always either going to have consequences. And not that I live in a box to where I'm afraid to do things. I know that, you know, as my father says, the what if comment is to be able to deal with the consequences of what decisions you make. And you think about that. If you think about the consequences, pro or con, you make the right decisions that you feel is the right decision. Now, all the decisions I made, other people may view to be not the right decisions from their perspective. But for me to go play baseball, and everybody says, oh, it was a failed opportunity to play baseball. You know, that's what they think. For me, it was the best thing that could have happened for me because it allowed me to go back to the game with a stronger passion. At the same time, I was able to understand the love that these minor league baseball players have, making $1,500 a month. $1,500 a month, which is nothing. But for them, it was big. To me, to see that helped me put things in perspective, to understand the platform that I was on in 93, that when I went back to it in 95 and 96, I appreciated it even greater. So when we won those championships and we went through those things mattered to me far greater than what I did in 91, 92, 93. People don't see that, and people will never understand that to be success. You know, all they think about, well, he batted 202, you know, and he struck out a certain number of times. Yeah, okay. You know, but the effort was there, and the learning curve and the passion was there that has transcended not just to me, but to other people who are afraid to do things because they're worried about the perception that may come from other places. To me, that's more gratifying than anything, you know. So that's the things that my father and my mother instilled in me. Take a negative and turn it into a positive. Don't be afraid to fail.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.